So I love that we begin our worship today with the thanksgiving and remembrance of baptism. And if you've been joining us in worship any time in these last few weeks since Easter, you know that we've been starting out worship this way each Sunday. This week, it especially stands out to me given our reading's focus on the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch. Now, you might have noticed, like I mentioned with the kids' sermon, that in our thanksgiving for baptism, we mentioned a lot of different Bible characters. Noah and the animals, Hagar, Naaman, the Samaritan woman. But we don't mention the Ethiopian eunuch. Of course, there's plenty of other biblical characters and stories that are where people are baptized or saved by water, and they don't receive mention in the thanksgiving either. But the Ethiopian eunuch stands out to me. After all, Moses is another character that's saved by water. His mother places him in a basket of reeds and floats him down a river where he's rescued by the Pharaoh's daughter. And his story is one that we often tell in Sunday school classes and talked about in children's sermons, and it's typically fairly easy to recall. But as far as I'm aware, the Ethiopian eunuch hasn't wound up in a children's sermon or a Sunday school lesson anytime recently, even though his story is all about a desire to learn in faith, find community, and be baptized. And while I wonder why we don't teach him to children so often, I have a hunch. We are reluctant. Reluctant to talk about or interact with people who are on the margins. Reluctant to be with people who are outside the norm. We are reluctant. We are wary. We are hesitant. We worry and we wonder about what will happen to us or to our status if or when we get involved with someone whose story is complicated. Someone who sits on the margins of society. And the Ethiopian eunuch is such a person. So it's not surprising to me that we don't really talk about him very much, except for when his story comes up in the lectionary. In biblical society, so much of the community is set up around this idea that a man and a woman will get married and then procreate. But if a person can't participate in that societal structure, then they'll always be an outsider. Such is the case for the eunuch. He might have status in his position on the royal court, but he'll never quite fit in. His physical body and however he came to be that way, whether by birth or by another means, means that he comes with a complication in the eyes of society. So he's cut off from social norms, as well as from full access to the religious temple community. His story is complicated. And we humans would typically rather avoid complication. Nowhere does that strike me as truer than what unfolded this past Tuesday with the murder of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, a girl who, as a young Black woman, lived with the outsider or less than status that's too often placed on people of color. And let's just acknowledge that the media has made Tuesday's events sound like a complicated story. Micaiah allegedly was being threatened with assault by other teenagers. She called the police looking for them to help her. And when the police arrived, Micaiah had a knife. Was she trying to defend herself because she felt she was under attack? Was something else going on and her defense was unwarranted? Obviously, I can't speak to that. It was a messy, complicated event. But her shooting, her dying, did nothing to uncomplicate it. It just made matters worse. When faced with a very complicated situation, one that anyone would be reluctant to have to encounter, a choice was made to try and tamp down the discomfort, the anxiety of the complication. But instead of it being successful, it led to death. For the Ethiopian eunuch, in many ways, the story starts the same. When one has spent their whole life on the margins, there's a kind of emotional death. He's gotten used to be excluded from parts of society and religion. He even wonders if he'll be excluded from the practice of baptism, too. He's primed for rejection. He's primed for a kind of death. You and I are reluctant to deal with complication, but all too often our reluctance leads to death. God gives life. God offers a new reality. God brings a joyful existence. I don't know if you've seen it, but recently there's been a video floating around on social media and even made it onto the Today Show of a young boy who is about to be baptized. The boy looks like he's maybe 7 or 8 years old, and he's in a church that practices full immersion baptism. So he's standing with the minister in a pool of water, waiting for his turn. Now, all kids are different, but not all children like water or swimming, and I imagine that not all children would enjoy being in front of a whole congregation of people knowing that they're about to have to go under the water and 3 times to be baptized. But this kid is on fire with anticipation and excitement. He can't contain it. He's bouncing around, ready to go. You can tell he thinks that the minister is just taking too long to get to the main event. And he actually dives under the water before it's time, before the words in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are said. And so when the boy reemerges, there's laughter from the people who are gathered because of his premature action. And it's kind of funny in a cute way. But it also reminds me a lot of the Ethiopian eunuch. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard the Ethiopian reading the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Like the young boy, who is so ready to get in that water that he jumps in before the words are even spoken, the Ethiopian eunuch has spent very little time with Philip, barely knows him, but as soon as he has access to water, he commands that his chariot be stopped and asks if there's any reason that Philip can't baptize him then and there. This is the kind of life and joy that is offered by God. This is a life where grace being offered is so strong it can't be turned down. No one can be shut out of it. Grace so overpowering and full of love that one would jump into the water at the first available second, because a life without that grace and that love and that acceptance would be the worst feeling in the world. God knows the complications that we bring to the waters, the backstories that we wish to keep hidden, the past experiences of exclusion. But God loves us regardless. In fact, God wants to name and claim us in the waters as children every day because of our complications. Our complications are what make us unique, and God says yes to all of us, mind, body, and spirit, good looks and ugly bits and all. God brings us a joyful experience and existence, no matter what. God gives life. Many of you may know that I like poetry. It often shows up when I preach. And there is a poem that I love by a Luther Seminary student who has long since graduated. I love it so much that I actually had it printed up onto a poster that now hangs in my room, and every day and every night I get to see it as I get up or lay down. The poem is called "God Says Yes to Me," and it's written as though God is speaking with a young woman The woman addresses God as she. So as you listen, you can think of God however you like, and you can think of other adjectives or nouns that maybe better apply to you. But it goes like this. I asked God if it was okay to be melodramatic, and she said yes. I asked her if it was okay to be short, and she said, it sure is. I asked her if I could wear nail polish or not wear nail polish, and she said, honey, she calls me that sometimes. She said, you can do just exactly what you want to. Thanks, God, I said. And is it okay if I don't paragraph my letters? Sweet cakes, God said. Who knows where she picked that up? What I'm telling you is yes, yes, yes. God says yes to you. God says yes to me. God says yes to the Ethiopian eunuch and to the little boy being baptized in the pool and to Micaiah Bryant and to everyone in between. God's grace is for all. God loves all of us and all of them, whoever your them may be. Emphatically, God says yes. And in that one small word, daily we are given new life. Thanks be to God. Amen.